Epiphany, etymology and meanings of epiphany. The word epiphany comes from the Greek epiphaneia, meaning manifestation or appearance. It originally referred to the manifestation of a deity or divine being to mortals, but later came to be used more broadly to describe any sudden realization or insight. In the Christian tradition, Epiphany is the celebration of the manifestation of Jesus Christ to the Magi, and marks the end of the Christmas season. The word Epiphany is also commonly used in literature to describe a character's sudden moment of insight or understanding. It can refer to a breakthrough moment in scientific research, a moment of clarity in personal growth, or a sudden realization of a solution to a problem. In literature, an epiphany can refer to a character's sudden realization or insight that changes their perspective or understanding of a situation. Epiphany in grammar. Grammatically, epiphany is a singular noun, and when used in the context of a single event or concept, it should be paired with a singular verb, such as was or is. However, when the term is used in a more general sense to refer to multiple instances of sudden realization or insight, it can be paired with a plural verb, such as have or occur. For example, the scientist had an epiphany about the nature of the universe, or epiphanies about the nature of the universe have occurred throughout history. Definition of epiphany. Epiphany is a literary device that refers to a sudden and profound realization or insight experienced by a character in a story. It is often used to create a dramatic turning point in the plot or to reveal deeper truths about the character or their situation. Types of epiphanies. Here are some common types of epiphanies found in literature along with one example for each. An example of an emotional epiphany can be found in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, when the protagonist, Jay Gatsby, realizes that his romantic quest for Daisy is ultimately futile, leading to a profound sense of disappointment and loss. 2. Intellectual epiphany. This type of epiphany is characterized by a sudden understanding or realization of a problem or situation that a character has been struggling to comprehend. An example of an intellectual epiphany can be found in Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis, when the protagonist, Gregor Samsa, realizes that he has been transformed into a giant insect and must adapt to a new way of living. 3. Spiritual epiphany. This type of epiphany involves a moment of profound insight or enlightenment regarding a character's relationship with a higher power or sense of purpose. An example of a spiritual epiphany can be found in Herman Melville's Moby Dick, when the protagonist, Ishmael, has a mystical experience while observing the vastness of the sea, leading him to question his place in the universe. 4. Social epiphany. This type of epiphany involves a sudden understanding or realization regarding a character's relationship with society or a particular social group. An example of a social epiphany can be found in Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, when the protagonist realizes that his attempts to conform to white society have led him to become invisible and marginalized, leading to a profound sense of disillusionment and rage. Common examples of epiphany. Here are some common examples of epiphanies. 1. Realizing the truth about a situation. This type of epiphany involves a sudden understanding or realization of the truth about a situation or relationship. For example, a character in a story may suddenly understand that someone they thought was trustworthy is actually deceiving them. 2. Understanding oneself better. This type of epiphany involves a sudden understanding or realization about one's own personality or character. For example, a character may suddenly understand that their insecurities are holding them back from achieving their goals. 3. Overcoming a limiting belief. This type of epiphany involves a sudden realization that a limiting belief or mindset is holding one back from achieving their full potential. For example, a character may suddenly realize that their fear of failure has been preventing them from pursuing their dreams. 4. Gaining a new perspective. This type of epiphany involves a sudden shift in perspective that leads to a new understanding of a situation or relationship. For example, a character may suddenly understand that someone they disliked is actually a good person. 5. Discovering a new truth or idea. This type of epiphany involves a sudden realization or discovery of a new truth or idea that changes one's understanding of the world. For example, a character may suddenly discover a new scientific fact that changes their understanding of a particular subject. Literary Examples of Epiphany. 1. An P by John Updike. In this short story, the protagonist, Sammy, experiences an epiphany when he realizes the hypocrisy of his boss, Lengel, and the conformity of his society. Sammy realizes that he too is a part of the same system of social expectations and conformity, and that he cannot escape it. This moment of insight leads him to quit his job, but also makes him aware of the limitations of his rebellion. 2. The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. In this novella, the protagonist, Gregor Samsa, experiences an intellectual and emotional epiphany when he realizes that he has transformed into an insect. The epiphany occurs when he sees his reflection in a mirror and understands the physical and psychological changes that have occurred. This realization leads him to a state of despair and isolation, as he becomes increasingly alienated from his family and society. In this novel, the character, Lily Briscoe, experiences a spiritual and intellectual epiphany when she realizes the importance of her art and the meaning of life. The epiphany occurs when she finishes her painting and understands the beauty and fragility of human existence. This moment of insight leads her to a sense of purpose and fulfillment, and also helps her to come to terms with her own sense of loss and grief. 4. A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce. In this novel, the protagonist, Stephen Dedalus, experiences a series of epiphanies throughout his intellectual and spiritual development. The most notable epiphany occurs when he sees a young girl on the beach and realizes the sensual and emotional power of art and beauty. This realization leads him to pursue his own artistic vision, but also makes him aware of the conflicts and contradictions inherent in his own identity. 5. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. In this novel, the protagonist, Jay Gatsby, experiences an emotional and intellectual epiphany when he realizes the futility of his romantic quest for Daisy Buchanan. The epiphany occurs when he sees Daisy's true nature and understands that their relationship is based on illusions and nostalgia. This moment of insight leads him to a sense of despair and disillusionment, and ultimately to his tragic demise. How to create epiphany in a fictional work? Creating an epiphany in a literary work involves a deliberate and strategic use of various literary techniques, such as imagery, symbolism, foreshadowing, and irony. Here are some tips on how to create an epiphany. 1. Build tension. Create tension and conflict in your story to create a moment of realization that is satisfying and impactful. 2. Use symbolism. Incorporate symbols that will lead the reader to a deeper understanding of the story and its themes. 3. Use foreshadowing. Plant clues and hints throughout the story that will lead the reader to the moment of realization. 4. Create a moment of crisis. Introduce a moment of crisis that will force the protagonist to confront their beliefs and assumptions. 5. Use irony. Use irony to create a contrast between what the character believes to be true and what is actually true. 6. Provide sensory details. Use sensory details to create a vivid and immersive experience for the reader, which will help them connect with the moment of realization. 7. Allow time for reflection. After the moment of realization, allow the character to reflect on their experience and its implications. Benefits of epiphany. Epiphany can have several benefits both in literature and in real life, such as 1. Increased self-awareness. Epiphany allows individuals to gain new insights into their own thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, which can help them better understand themselves and their relationships with others. 2. Greater empathy. Epiphany can lead to a deeper understanding of other people's perspectives, experiences, and emotions, which can help foster empathy and connection with others. 3. Personal growth. Epiphany can be a catalyst for personal growth and change, as it can help individuals to identify areas where they need to improve and make positive changes. 4. Improve problem-solving skills. Epiphany can help individuals to see problems and challenges from a new perspective, which can lead to more creative and effective solutions. 5. Enhance creativity. Epiphany can inspire creativity and lead to new ideas, insights, and perspectives, which can be beneficial in various fields such as art, writing, and business. 6. Emotional catharsis. Epiphany can provide a sense of emotional release and relief, particularly in the context of literature or personal reflection. Epiphany can have numerous positive effects on an individual's personal and professional life, as well as contribute to their emotional and psychological well-being. Epiphany and Literary Theory. In New Criticism, epiphany is used to uncover the underlying meanings of a text and its themes. In Reader Response Theory, epiphany is seen as a subjective experience that is unique to each individual reader. In Post-Structuralism, epiphany is often viewed as a moment of destabilization or rupture, in which the reader's assumptions and beliefs are challenged. Epiphany can contribute to a deeper understanding of the text and its themes, regardless of the theoretical approach used. Suggested readings. Abrams, M. H., A Glossary of Literary Terms. Wadsworth, 2014. Bloom, Harold, The Art of Reading Poetry. Harper Perennial, 2005. Culler, Jonathan, Literary Theory, A Very Short Introduction. Oxford University Press, 2011. Foster, Thomas C. How to Read Literature Like a Professor. Harper Perennial, 2014. Hawthorne, Jeremy, A Concise Glossary of Contemporary Literary Theory. Arnold, 2002. MacDonald, Ron, The Death of the Critic. Continuum, 2008. Pfister, Joel, The Drama of Revolt, A Critical Study of Georg Büchner. Camden House, 2011. Wimsatt, W.K., and Monroe C. Beardsley, The Intentional Fallacy, The Verbal Icon, Studies in the Meaning of Poetry, University of Kentucky Press, 1954, pp. 3-18.